In this episode of the EdTech Shortcut Podcast, we'll explore how Google Smart Chips can be used to enhance collaboration.
Welcome to the EdTech Shortcut Podcast, your one-stop shop for innovative and practical tips, tricks, and tools to help you incorporate educational technology into your classroom. So, let's get this episode started. Here is your host, Tristan Heron.
Welcome back to episode 29 of the EdTech Shortcut Podcast. In this episode, we'll explore how Google Smart Chips can be used to enhance collaboration. So here are some top tips to help you get started with using Google Smart Chips for collaboration. Tip number one, use Smart Chips in Google Docs to mention and collaborate with colleagues directly within the document. It simplifies communication and keeps everyone on the same page. Tip number two, enable Smart Chips in Google Meet to easily reference and share files, calendar events, or even specific chat messages during virtual meetings or discussions. So stay tuned for more practical tips on leveraging Google Smart Chips to boost collaboration in your classroom. Well, that's it for this episode of the EdTech Shortcut Podcast. Make sure that you stay connected with the team from Evolve EdTech by connecting with us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And until next time, keep innovating with EdTech in your classroom.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the EdTech Shortcut Podcast with Tristan Heron. If you are looking for more tips, tricks, and tools to help you incorporate educational technology into your classroom, make sure you visit Evolve EdTech at www.evolveedtech.com. Thanks.